We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes entitled Shlo Lecho V'lo Laso Shum Lecho Koidim Shiabdo. A person should not eat or do any work before Havdalah. So in Sif Dalot it says Kishahoy Oichel V'choshcha. A person ate, and we discussed during Shal Shudas, we wash before Shki, it's not an issue. A person continue their meal. Got dark. We said, "Shenu sarach lahafsik." You don't have to stop your meal. Goyim misudaso. You can continue your meal. Mavarech birchas hamazon bench al hakos, and you can make a birchas hamazon. You should take a cup of wine. Yachach mabdu alav and make havdala upon it. Ve'im yeshlo shnei kosos mavarech birchas hamazon al echad umabdu al echad. So it says that if a person has two cups, so you can use one for Birchas HaMazon and the other one for Havdalah. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, says that the idea of taking a cup of wine during Birchas HaMazon is according to those that are strict. Lamandi Omer Birchas HaMazon Tu'una Kos, that it requires a cup of wine. So the question is do we drink it? Well, for those that attend Shal Shudas here, we don't. The question is, are we doing the right thing? So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah says a couple of opinions. First, he says, Ve'im tamo ad achar havdalah, that this cup of wine, a person should not drink it until after havdalah is made. And then he discusses the issue about the two cups. Why should you take one cup of wine specifically for benching and the other one for havdalah? He says, De'in oimim shtei kedushos al kos echad, that a person does not have two kedushos on one cup. To use it for Birchas HaMazon and for havdalah, which apparently is something which we also do, according to Mishnah Berurah, A simple reading is problematic. However, we continue reading Mishnah Berurah further. It says, there's an argument. Umotel lishtos mehakos, that there are those that say you can actually drink this cup of wine afshu kodem havdalah, even after havdalah. So if a person would take this
before
kodem havdalah, thank you, before havdalah, which means that after a person has already benched and before havdalah, you can take this cup of wine, you can drink it. The koshel berachas hamazon shayach l'su'udah. Even though we said you're not supposed to eat anything before havdalah, but since this cup of wine is connected to the berachas hamazon, which is connected to the meal, so therefore you can also technically drink this cup of wine. So we don't, but there are those that apparently the Mishnah Berurah says you could. V'chol zeh l'mi shenizhar tamid levarech al kos. Those people who are very careful to always, in all circumstances, to bench with a cup of wine, which doesn't only mean with a minyan, apparently even with a mezuzah, with three. If you're strict to do that, then we allow you to drink this cup of wine. L'mi shemivarech pa'amim b'lo kos. Let's say you're someone that sometimes you bench without a cup of wine. Because there are those that say it's not necessary. He says that it's asur, you're not allowed to drink from this cup of wine until you make havdalah. And therefore, it actually makes sense, according to this simple reading, what we do. Because even if we do always use on Shal Shudas a cup of wine, but that's not necessarily everyone's individual custom. There's sometimes that we bench, even with a mezuzah, without a cup of wine. And therefore, the person, as is our minhag, we do not drink from that cup. Rather, we save it for after Mariv, and it's used for havdalah. Because of the chayadam, the zed davke imhu kfar vadeh hashecha. This whole issue is once it's already definitely dark. It's already seitz kochavim. Now, the imhu savi hashecha. If it's been a shmashos time, it's this twilight period of time. Then we can say, even if you don't always drink from this cup, always take a cup of wine by Berachas Mazon, the reality is that it's twilight time, it's Suffolk, so we're going to be lenient, you can drink from it. But again, it's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that someone who is not Zahir in always using a kos, they should not drink it after Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, for those that have the kibbutz, given this honor of leading the benching during Shal Shudas, as we do, that individual should not drink from the cup, which is in fact is the minhag that we follow. So it's brought down furthermore in the Piskei Tshuvos, there's an exception. Piskei Tshuvos tells us what happens when you're at a Sheva Brachos. So we know Sheva Brachos includes taking a cup of wine and making Brei Pir Gofen and, of course, drinking it. So the question is, what happens when it comes to Shal Shudas, Sheva Brachos? So he says the following, quoting the words of the Chochma Shlomo. He says, "Kishiyesh sheva brachos, v'nistayim ha'suda achar seitzel kochavim." And the meal concludes. It's already late. Stars have come out Saturday night. Ein lishtos mikos shel berachas mazon. A person should not drink from this cup of wine. Mishal sheva brachos ad le'achar havdalah. He should wait until after havdalah. Amnon the Eishel Avram. It's written down according to others. Shiroi lishdos ma'akos shel sheva brachos. A person should still drink from the sheva brachos. Yimel kain lo hirak sheish brachos. So it's not going to be sheva brachos. It'll only be six, and therefore it goes against the sheva brachos that are supposed to be said. So even though it's before havdalah, this would be an exception that a person's allowed to do. So v'chein nohogu gedoyli hador. Many of the gedoyli hador have this custom. The yesh kosher, there are those that write a little bit differently, that they say shehamavarech yishdim ha'kos. The one who makes the Brei Per Gofen can drink it, the Kalo could, of Aloha Chasim. We discriminate. The Chasim shouldn't drink. It discusses the reason why. The Yeshem, some have a different minhag, Shemavarech Yitol Mihakos Te'ima Ba'alma. If you, the one who said the Brei Per Gofen during Sheva Brachos, they should just take a sip. V'yishdim Mihakos Moli Lugma shouldn't drink a significant amount. Some say that the one who made the Brei Per Gofen shouldn't drink. The Chasan Kala should drink a small amount. And there are, of course, other minhagim, as we can imagine. The one who made the Hagofen drinks a significant amount, Revius. And they can actually drink also. So there's different minhagim, exactly what takes place because of this specific time in which normally one is allowed to eat or drink before they make havdalah. Even those people who do make drink a significant amount of wine on this Saturday night before havdalah, when it comes to the brach of al hagefen, they should not mention the fact that it is Shabbos. It's already well past the stars coming out, therefore it's not Saturday night. It's already Saturday night. It's not Shabbos. To conclude, I'd like to share with you the words found in the Radiance of Shabbos. It says the following paragraph. Once this meal has been concluded with Berachas HaMazon, one is forbidden to eat or drink until he fulfills his Havdalah obligation. One exception to this rule is in the case of Sheva Brachos. In this instance, the bride and groom may drink the wine after Berachas HaMazon before hearing Havdalah. Of course, as we said, there are different minhagim. One has to embrace and follow the custom that they follow.